We have to believe in free will. We have got no choice. Isaac Bashevis is Singer. Singer's statement underlies the fundamental paradox that characterizes free will. We all intuitively know that we have free will. We choose to do certain things, not do certain things. You're choosing to watch this video. I'm choosing to speak on this video. We both could have made different choices. And yet, if we consider the worldview that grows from science, or rather, it grows from scientism, where all of reality is reduced down to just material particles interacting based on impersonal forces, then there is no scope for free will. If I take an object and drop it, then it doesn't have a free will whether to fall or not. It just falls. Einstein pointed out that science can explain the falling of apples, but it can't explain people's falling in love. So, actually, when we look at the world around us, we see that we all act in particular ways. And if people act in ways that are unexpected, that are unreasonable, that are unconscionable, we hold them accountable. That very accountability. Why did you do that? How could you do that? That implies that we presume they had the free will not to do that. And yet they ended up doing it. So this, where does this free will come from? Einstein was probably among the greatest scientists of the last century. And he was profoundly conflicted by the implications of scientism. He had to flee from Germany because of the persecution of the Jews by the Nazis. And he recognized that the whole pogrom against the Jews, the killing of 6 million Jews, 5, 6 million more other people by the Nazis, no one could be held accountable for it if we assume that people have no free will. So the Nazis, they were just programmed that way, that they did it. Or were they? If I come to you, I slap you in the face. Hey, why did you slap me? He says, I'm programmed like that. You will come and slap me back. Say, I'm programmed like that. All conceptions of accountability, all conceptions of morality, all conceptions of justice are based on the foundational presumption of free will. So, where does this free will come from? Yes, it is true that our brain is programmed. And this programming of the brain pushes us to behave in particular ways. But at the same time, the brain is a programmed machine. We are not programmed machines. We exist distinct from the brain. So we are the possessors of programmed machines. And the machines are not just programmed, they are programmable. And the whole possibility for self-improvement is open for us only because we have free will. Only because our machines are not just programmed but also programmable. And Erwin Schrödinger said that we exist beyond the body. The body is a channel for us conscious beings to use for functioning. Now, what exactly is this being who has free will, who operates through the body, who functions in this world, making choices, some of which are rational, some of which are irrational? That being is a non-material entity. That is who we really are. So our free will comes not from the body, not from the brain. It comes from our non-material essence. It is true that our body and brain are programmed, but we are not programmed. And understanding the difference between we and our programmed machines is the key to reprogramming ourselves. It is the key to improving ourselves, to bringing out our best side, and to becoming the best that we can be. How to understand this we, how to understand this non-material essence, and to tap its potential, that we'll discuss in our future talks. Thank you.